Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We're talking about Rib Fest. Someone texts in, "My ribs are better than anything you'll get at the Rib Fest." All right, prove it. Prove it. Bring us some ribs. Is that legal? Am I allowed to say that? I think I am.
Yeah, sure.
Bring us some ribs. They say, "You're welcome anytime." We did competition barbecue for 8 years.
It might be pretty good.
That's some serious meat people there.
Yeah, it might be pretty good.
You know who's serious about ball? Lee Sterling, who joins us now. Lee, it's been a long time. Probably been since January, or I guess early February with the Super Bowl. My man, how are you doing? How's the summer treated you?
I'm good. Had the oldest daughter, married her off, so she's not my problem anymore.
Didn't she marry a Jets fan? Isn't that how that went?
No, that's the younger one. So the younger one is so some changes. So the older one, who was a cheerleader at Miami, she married a former player, and he's an attorney, and we probably love him more than we love her. She's tough some days. So but I'm just kidding. We love her, but she's happy. Actually, the wedding actually made the news on ABC Good Morning America. So he keeps what's called the notes, and he's got like 300 or 400 different things that my daughter has said that are unintentionally funny. Like let's say he's got a toothpick in his mouth, and she might say, "Oh, I love your pitchfork," and he read those out, and he put them on TikTok, and it went viral, had over 14 million views, and then ABC came calling and a bunch of other different outlets, and so it was on ABC, Good Morning America, all day long. So she's spoken for, but the youngest one, the actress in New York City, she's now living with a Jets fan, and it could happen by the end of the season or by March Madness, we could have an engagement there. So I got to win some games to pay for these weddings.
Let's do it. And you gave us the segue there. A lot of big games this weekend. We'll start TCU, 3.5-point favorite, taking on Bill Belichick. My God, in the North Carolina Tar Heels.
So I can't figure out what this defense is going to be about. I'm looking up and I'm watching tape on – there's not many of these guys that have played a whole lot in significant situations. But here's what we do know about Bill Belichick and his defensive coordinator, Jeff Collins. I think you give them 2 to 3 months to prepare for a certain offense, certain quarterback, and a good one in Josh Hoover. They're going to come up with some schemes. They didn't have great talent at New England, but they were able to scheme up and usually limit some pretty good quarterbacks. So I think that side of the ball will be good. And Gio Lopez, a transfer from South Alabama, I think he is underrated. So I think the reason TCU is the favorite is they won and covered the last four. But go watch their tape. They did not beat one good team last year. So I think North Carolina in front of a sold-out crowd and – it's going to be rocking here. I think North Carolina gets a win. Wrong team favored. North Carolina straight up 28-27.
Bill Belichick with one win, his first win of his college football career as a head coach. South Carolina, Lenore Sellers, we're all in Pittsburgh going to be paying attention to him. South Carolina is giving 8 points to Virginia Tech.
Yeah, an interesting game because, you know, you got South Carolina and Shane Beamer. His dad coached at Virginia Tech for many years, and I believe he might have been there for a while also. So South Carolina's all the rage in the offseason, but they did graduate, in fact, had 5 players drafted in the NFL draft from their defense. So I don't think they recruit to the highest level, some of these teams like Alabama. Lenore Sellers is good, but he is sometimes widely inconsistent here. So I think special teams might be the difference here. Give me the points here. I think South Carolina escapes 26-24, but Virginia Tech plus a touchdown or more, I think it's the right side.
Ohio State, a 2-point favorite at the Shoe, taking on Texas. Ohio State with a big-time 5-star quarterback, Sands, and then some no-name guy at Texas. How do you see this playing out?
Yeah. Saints is I think, going to be good. But right now, from what I'm hearing, the reports, fall camp, he has not turned the corner yet, and the green light hasn't come on. Arch Manning has been in situations. You think he's there? He's ready to go?
I don't know.
I do. Doran's not buying skeptical just yet.
Okay. I'm not buying just yet, but it remains to be seen. Now, Texas was a 1 yard away from tying this game with 4 minutes to go. And what did they do? They put their quarterback in the shotgun and ran a toss sweep. Maybe one of the worst calls we've ever seen in a big college football national championship game. After that, then the strip sack by Jack Sawyer. Game, set, match. Game was over at that point. Now, all of a sudden, Ohio State has to replace 7 of their top 9 tacklers from that defense. Except for the wide receiver position, I actually think that Texas has the edge. Now, the game's in the horseshoe, and it's tough to win there, but Texas has both of their coordinators come back, Ohio State new coordinators here. I think sitting there all off season thinking about that game, I like the revenge factor here for Texas here. I'm calling for the upset. Texas upsets Ohio State 24-21.
Wow. Notre Dame giving 2.5 to Miami. I believe that game's on Sunday, right?
Yep, Sunday night. It's a standalone game after the South Carolina-Virginia Tech game. And, I mean, it's going to be rocking. Now, they opened up the tailgate, I'm hearing, 12 hours before the game, 7:30 in the morning. So they're going to look different, Miami. Carson Beck than they did with Cam Ward. They won't have as many big plays, but they're going to try to run the ball, that top 5 offensive line, a bevy of 3 running backs, defense, which was horrific down the stretch. Bring in Corey Heatherman from Minnesota, really good defensive coordinator who did a great job, top 20 defense with mediocre talent. Notre Dame's going to try to run the football with Jeremiah Love. There's no two ways about that. He had 17 touchdowns last year, over 1,100 yards, but they've got a brand-new quarterback, Lloyd Carr's grandson. And,
my God.
I don't know if he's ready. Yeah, we're dating ourselves here.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's ready just yet to step in front of this crowd. Talk to anyone who played for Notre Dame in that game in 2017. They'll tell you probably one of the toughest venues they ever played. Now, sometimes there's 20,000 empty seats, but when it's full, that place is rocking here. Low scoring game because they're expecting weather, rain for 48 straight hours in Miami. But I think Miami gets the job done. Low scoring game here, 20-17.
Minnesota defensive coordinator goes to Coral Gables. You want to talk about upgrading your life.
Right.
Penn State, a 44-point favorite against the team that I think is the best on their non-conference schedule. Lee, how do you see this playing out? Can Penn State blow these guys at by more than 44?
I think they'll just they're going to dominate the offensive line here. I mean, just they're going to Nevada lost their top 4 rushers on offense, top 2 wide receivers, top 6 out of 7 tacklers. They only return 6 starters. You talk about a rebuild. Penn State, 62-7.
Ooh, man. All right, Lee, Tennessee giving 14 points to Syracuse.
Free play. First 10 callers get it for free. Just call 800-400-9741. Give them Tennessee and Syracuse. A lot of questions. Tennessee at quarterback, Syracuse. They have a new quarterback, too. Going to have to replace him. Exciting game. One of 8 or 10 great games this weekend. Be one of the first 10 callers. 800-400-9741 to get that free. We have a new product, guys. We have player props. Everyone loves to bet them now. NFL and college football player props. And you can get the entire season, $5.97. That's the promo from this weekend all the way through the Super Bowl. And if you want to hop on board for our service, we've got specials through the end of September or the entire season. Just go to the website, ParamountSports.com.
ParamountSports.com. Lee, it was great to hear from you. Can't wait to do this every Friday at 9, man. Thanks a lot. And, I mean, I know I'm riding with you.
Okay. Next week, West Virginia. Going to do that game? Is that good?
I'm scared of this Ohio team there, Lee. I mean, they took Greg Schiano to the brink. You want to talk about dating ourselves just real quickly? They take on Rutgers and Greg Schiano, and then next week they take on West Virginia and Rich Rodriguez. It's 2006, man.
Wow. Yeah, all we need to do is bring back Butch Davis here in Miami and Jimmy Johnson, right?
That's right.
We're set.
All right, Lee. Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Lee.
ParamountSports.com. I got ball just coursing through my veins.
Oh, yeah.
Spider 2Y banana.
Well, what's great about it is we had ball last night. We're going to have ball tonight. And then we have the real ball all day Saturday. And then we have a lot of games on Sunday, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Labor Day. And a lot of, you're off work. So you can kick your feet up on a Sunday and not have to worry about waking up for work and watch Notre Dame and Miami at night and have a couple pops and grill something, smoke something on the smoker, like a smoked meat.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke something.
But, oh, well, maybe. Both.
Yeah, maybe. Both. Whatever. It's going to be a good day. Good weekend.
Texter writes in watching on the YouTube stream, who's the guy in the middle that keeps having his head down? I see the top of his head. Why doesn't he show his face? Reveal yourself, person.
I am here. Good morning.
How shocked are you, Doran, that the microphone was actually potted up by Harry Callis?
Very shocked.
I did not think that was going to come over the air. That is Jason Mackey, everybody. Hello for a Friday appearance. Hello, Jason.
Good morning, guys. Great to see you.
Jason, we got
by the way, you're ticking me off a little bit. I'm just kidding. But you're talking about Labor Day, having a few pops. Somebody's going to be in the studio on Monday morning filling in for you two fools.
Donnie Football?
It's going to be me.
Oh.
That's all right. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just kidding.
I did see that on the schedule, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
Someone's got to keep this machine rolling.
I will not drive it into the guardrail.
I hope not.
Or something. I'll keep it on the road.
I trust you more than I trust me, my man. just call it what it is. So Micah Parsons gets traded. It has us asking a ton of Steelers questions. We'll get into those. A lot to cover with Jason Mackey for the next 45 minutes. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us as well, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The last thing that was said before the mics came on was Doran Dickerson to Austin City Limits. I was your size in fifth grade. I can't laugh that hard at that because that's probably the same with me because Austin and I are similar size. He's got his Drew Aller jersey on.
Yep, with no undershirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you could see his like chest hair. I don't know what's going on with him. I don't even know. He has to be an alien or something.
Becky?
Yes.
I love Becky.
He's AI. Look at his tweets.
No, Callis is AI.
Callis is quite literally
I was texting
AI.
Crowley about this yesterday. I'm reading the show notes, and you can see the AI in there. The speakers talked about... What? You would have to read this whole thing. Callis, what's going on, my man?
Well, I was bad at the show notes, and I was told they were inaccurate and lacking content and depth, so I decided to use AI, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Why do you think that they were lacking and they were bad? Because you don't pay attention?
That would be it.
Shouldn't you pay attention?
I do defend myself in saying that I get like the content for the show out to social media and the podcasting site faster than anyone, and I sacrifice the show notes to be able to do that at a great pace.
I do, just not to pile on, but I guess a little bit to pile on here. You started out changing some of the AI verbiage and actually replacing the speakers with Doran and Crowley, and now you've gone to the next level down, the next rung of laziness.
Halfway through, he was just tired of it. He's like, you know what, just let it ride. Let it ride.
Sometimes I miss stuff. I mean, I do try to get them out quickly now, so sometimes I miss things, but no, I do put in an effort to put your names in where I remember you said the certain opinion, and yeah, I mean, it's a tool we have, so why not use it?
Work smarter, not harder. I actually don't blame him all that much for it. These things they're like 4,000 words now. Instead, it used to be 9 o'clock, Lee Sterling. Now it'll have his picks for the people.
The transcript feature is actually broken this morning, so I might be screwed.
The speakers discuss their excitement for football games, the Steelers' schedule, and betting on win totals.
The speakers.
Much of the conversation is about the upcoming college and NFL season. It's incredible.
Jason, do you understand the words? I mean, that's what they talked about.
I do. I understand the words, Callis.
We're good.
If anything, I'm very impressed.
Okay.
By your ability to do that and your reliance on it. I'm not even ripping you. I'm complimenting you.
Does any other producer do that?
No, but I might be smarter than them. Who knows?
So,
overall, the transcript covers a wide range of topics related to football.
I mean, I'm figuring out how to use AI. Austin can't mute a phone sometimes. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, take your pick, guys.
Fire on him!
Quizcalus is the highest rated segment of the three producer segments that exist. That's also been proven. So, I mean, again, take your pick, guys.
Let's go. Wow.
The hosts ultimately agree that for Aller to prove his worth, he will need to perform well in big games, specifically the one against Oregon on September 27th.
See, give specifics. You guys talked about that. What do you?
I'm done. I love you, Hurt.
So we did. So it was a Drew Aller jersey that our guy City Limits was wearing. And the only way, as a Penn State fan, that I would buy a Drew Aller jersey is if he won the national championship or if he wins the Heisman, something like that. He literally cost them a chance to play for the national championship last year. He literally threw as bad an interception as any player in college football has like the last 5 years, and Bechtold's peacocking around wearing a damn Drew Aller jersey. So Andy, who is our web guy, he just popped in here and he brought this to my attention. So, obviously, the big story in the sports world is this Micah Parsons trade. So, Parsons gets traded from the Dallas Cowboys to the Green Bay Packers in exchange for 2 first-round picks and Kenny Clark. Somebody tried that on Madden, and Madden shut the trade down.
Oh.
But it happened in real life. Jason, here's a question we were kicking around earlier. Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette, you know the voice. He's joining us now. Jason, would you rather be in the Cowboys' position with 4 first-round picks the next 2 years and no premier edge rusher, so in the Steelers' circumstances, no T.J. Watt, or would you rather be where the Steelers are right now with a quote-unquote chance to compete this year and just one measly draft pick next year and the year beyond?
I'd rather be in the Steelers' spot because I think Omar Khan's done a good job getting other picks. I think they're set up pretty well for next year's draft. They can move around. I mean, I don't hate that position, having a lot of first-round picks. I think the Cowboys can put themselves back in a pretty good situation here. But I would much rather be in a competitive state. I would much rather be going towards something. That takes me to another thing. I was talking about this on the evening show last night. I don't understand what they're doing at wide receiver. I don't understand why we're convincing ourselves that the rest of the team is functioning a certain way. The rest of the team, they're telling us there's urgency for this season. Yet at wide receiver, we're saying it's okay to roll out there with DK Metcalf and the other guys. I don't understand that. That doesn't square with bringing Jalen Ramsey in, with bringing DK Metcalf in, with bringing Aaron Rodgers in, all the other moves. Shouldn't that urgency exist at wide receiver too?
I think they're telling us that they're going to be using the tight ends a lot, and they could justify not bringing in wide receiver two with bringing in Johnny Smith, who had 50% of his snaps last year in Miami, who was a Pro Bowl tight end. Had 881 yards, I believe, or 888 yards. 50% of his snaps were on the outside. I think that's
what they're
telling us.
I hope you're right,
Doran. It's a 3-tight-end team.
I would still, yeah.
I mean, not that we like it, not that that's the way to go.
Right. No, I mean, that's a completely fair way of looking at it. I still wish they had another wide receiver. Yeah. Like, if DK goes down,
yes.
What happens then?
Yes, that's
you know,
Jonnu
Smith
concerned.
Isn't going to line up there. You know, it's still going to be a 3-tight-end team, and you're going to have Calvin Austin as your one. I don't like that.
Yeah, that's my biggest concern.
Arthur Smith has always operated like that, though.
I know. Except he did have
Corey Davis.
But
he's always had a one.
Corey Davis wasn't great.
He had 900 yards 1 year, though.
Okay.
And I don't know. In fact, why am I saying I don't know? I don't think they have that guy on this roster.
I mean, would Calvin have last year 500 some?
Yeah.
You don't think he can get to like 800?
I personally
don't. Not as the
don't.
Primary option, I don't think.
Maybe.
I mean, secondary? I think he can. Secondary, yeah. Maybe. I mean, I like what you're saying. If you can guarantee me injuries for the injury-free season, like I'm basically okay with it. I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay,
and
good,
I worry
okay.
about what happens depth-wise if you have injuries at that position. I don't think you're deep enough.
Split Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson and make them all right. They're both your number two receivers, but their production together adds up as a Corey Davis.
Yeah,
I like to imagine that with Calvin Austin the third on Roman Wilson's shoulders. That's just how I'm envisioning that in my mind. Yeah, I mean, I do think those guys will combine for something like that. It is the doomsday scenario, though, of losing a DK Metcalf, and they went through that last year. I think Aaron Rodgers is better than Russell Wilson. I think he might be significantly better than Russell Wilson. I can't get those last 5 games out of my mind from Russ. But what really precipitated that fall was when George Pickens got hurt. Now, I do think they're better than they were overall with their pass catchers, but I think that's a much easier team to defend, clearly, if DK Metcalf goes down. And he missed five games last year.
Yeah.
He had been mostly healthy his entire career. He played through a bunch. He's always played through stuff. Last year, he missed five games. You miss him for five games this year, I think you could be in a world of hurt. 412-928-9370.
What position would you guys rather have, Cowboys or Steelers? Are we all on the same page?
It's tough for me. We talked about this earlier. It's tough. I'm always in win now mode. I'll always be in win now mode. So yeah. Probably the Steelers, but I wouldn't hate being in the Cowboys situation if I actually had a plan, or if I just did that out of spite. And maybe Jerry Jones did it out of spite and kind of fell into having four first round picks and still doesn't have a plan. But my plan, if I was Jerry Jones, would be, yeah, I'm going after Arch Manning. If he comes out, that would be my plan. I'm going to roll all those picks to get Arch Manning no matter what. Nobody will refuse what I'm about to sell to get Arch Manning. I will sell all four first round picks from next year and this coming season to get that guy. If that is his plan, okay.
Yep.
I'd rather be in Dallas's position to get the quarterback. I just think it's easier. When the Chiefs traded up to get Patrick Mahomes, they went, 27th to 10th, gave up a couple of first-round picks and a second-round pick. That's what it's going to take for the Steelers to move up.
I don't know if they're going to have to move up, though. Look at the depth in this draft, man. If it's not Arch, they're not going to get Arch. I get that. But, if you wind up with Aller, Sellers, Nussmeier, am I leaving anybody out? I mean, you've got enough quarterbacks there that I think where the Steelers land, I think they're going to have a crack at somebody. And maybe you use some of those compensatory picks to move up a little bit. I'm okay with that. I think Omar Khan can get creative. I don't think I think they can be competitive now. I'm glad they are. I think they need to end this playoff drought and show some sort of progress, but they can still get a quarterback after that too.
Here's the guys that I think are all going to be first round caliber. At least that's how it's being discussed right now. Aller, Sellers, Nussmeier, Manning, Martinez at Indiana, Cade Klubnik at Clemson, John Mateer now all of a sudden getting some love. Let me tell you something. You better be really damn good this year, because I thought that guy sucked last year. I thought he sucked. No offense to him. I hate Oklahoma. Anyway, so
it's going down.
It's a zin.
It's about it. Oh my god.
Crowley just ate a zin.
Oh my god.
So that's eight guys. That's seven guys. Math. That's seven guys. Not all seven of those guys are going to be viewed as first-round guys by the time it rolls around. And there are going to be guys that aren't viewed as first-round guys that could be. I think this is the kind of year, though, if you look across the NFL at all the quarterback-needy teams, and maybe Dallas is in that conversation with a couple of first-round picks. I think L.A. is going to be in that conversation with Stafford's back, and they've got a couple of first-round picks. The Browns have a couple of first-round picks. I think if there's that many draftable first-round quarterbacks, I think this is the kind of year where you see four, five, or six of those guys go in the top 10. I think you have to move up into the top 10. And I don't think a second-round pick and a couple of third-round picks is enough to do it. I think you need multiple first-round picks. I think that's what history's told us. And so I think the end game is you want to be a Super Bowl champion. Steelers aren't going to be a Super Bowl champion this year, but with the right quarterback, they could be. I think Dallas, if they choose to go in that direction, they could get their franchise quarterback. And they also have a guy that might be someone who can win you playoff games now. Rodgers could, but maybe just this year. So I like the Cowboys' position. It's kind of wonky how they got there, though.
I don't think this was planned. I don't think this is part of some overarching strategy. I think this was part of a game of chicken with Michael Parsons.
Yeah, this was like plan B. This was like, all right, this is our option if Micah wants to keep playing these games.
Yeah. I mean, they got a massive haul. There's no doubt about that. Texter writes in, payday, bae. Want to go to the casino tonight? I may get me that new Steelers hat also for the season. Bleep. Meant to send that to my wife.
Payday, bae. How do you accidentally send something to a YouTube chat that you meant to send to your wife? I mean, we've all texted somebody
text
that
line.
We thought
it's
was
on the text line.
Text line. Oh, yeah. Text line.
Text line.
All right.
So clearly they don't have their wife's name saved in their phone.
Yeah, right?
Or they just text the fan so much that they just accidentally, maybe we're bae.
Or the fan sounds like the wife's name.
I love that they're texting their wife, too. Like, big night at the casino, babe.
Yep. I know.
Going down, getting that Stiller's hat. Friday night ever.
Guys, it's Zeg. Number one fan of the Fan Morning Show, Matt Zegarelli. It's him. Payday, bae. All right. He could be our biggest loser for the day. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. God, I wish I was living Zeg's life, though. Payday for me is like, okay, can we stash away to do a kitchen 7 years from now? That's how that generally goes. Mm. Much more to get into with Jason Mackey when we come back. Text line is absolutely on one today. Jason Mackey with us until 10 o'clock. Texter, can Wesley Financial help me with my timeshare with my cheating wife? That's tough. Probably, but that's tough. Also, you guys asked me if I'd seen the movie The Program. You were saying it's the best college football movie that's ever been made, and I had never even heard of the movie.
That's bad. That's like callous level bad.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's bad, dude.
It can't be that big of a classic. I never heard of it.
You've been compared to me more times this week than ever, and it's wonderful.
Have you heard of The Program?
No, but that's expected.
You're right about that. Omar Epps, James Caan, who I misidentified as Kevin Bacon.
Yep.
And, problem number one for you.
Yeah.
And Hail Berry.
Jeez, man.
I know it's Hallie. I'll watch it tonight.
No, you won't.
I'll drive the DVD over, okay?
Oh, you're going to give me a DVD.
I don't know what streaming service that's going to be on.
I'm on it.
Prime.
It's on Prime?
Yeah, probably.
They could rent it.
Movie night in the van is still always an offer, by the way, whenever you want.
Amazon
that doesn't
Prime.
Sound creepy at all.
Apple TV.
You got a bag of candy, too?
No, but I got board games.
Oh, my God. That's not any better.
Card games.
Could I interest you in a game of Chutes and Ladders?
Yeah, Candyland.
How about Gronkowski? Rob Gronkowski says the Steelers are going to win the AFC North. You think they can win the AFC North, Jason?
No, I don't. I don't. I saw what Gronk said. No. I mean, they can finish second. I don't think they're an altogether bad team. They're not better than the Ravens. On no planet are they in a better situation than the Ravens right now.
What about a planet where Lamar Jackson gets hurt? How about now?
Maybe then.
Yeah.
Maybe then.
Not that
but, I mean, as
that.
We sit here today, no. If everybody's healthy on either team, they're not better than the Ravens. That's a pretty obvious question. I think the Steelers can win 10, 11 games. I think they can be in it, but they're not better than the Bills. They're not better than the Chiefs. They're not better than the Ravens.
I'm just thankful that Micah Parsons didn't land in the AFC. And, hey, maybe those teams like the Bills and the Ravens, they were trying to get something done to get Micah Parsons. If the Bills got Parsons, I'd have them as far and away the AFC Super Bowl favorite. Same thing with Baltimore.
Yep.
So the Steelers did dodge that. I think Steelers would be better than the Bengals.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Do you agree with that?
I think they're going to split.
Yeah.
So it all depends on if the Steelers take care of business with their schedule and if the Bengals do too. Like I said, they could be a thorn in any team's side because they could always be in a game, even though they could be down 14-0. And they still have Joe Burrow. They still have Ja'Marr Chase. And at the end of the game, they could go up. They could win by 3 points, win by a touchdown.
There's
who knows?
There's two games on the Steelers' schedule this year I already know are losses. Two games.
What's that?
Already marked down as losses. The Detroit game, we've talked about that. You go on the road to Detroit in the stretch run. That team's pissed off for greatness. They're good enough to win it all. And they were robbed of that opportunity last year because their defense was ravaged by injuries. You ain't walking up in there and winning that game. The other one, when they play the Bengals the first time, it's a Thursday on the road. And those Thursday road division games never go well. So while I do think the Steelers are better than the Bengals, and I do think they'll finish ahead of them in the division, I think at best you're looking at a split. What are you laughing about? What are you giggling about?
I'm looking up quotes from the program. They're so good, man. Thorne knows what I'm talking about. Put the women and children to bed and go looking for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a football vocational school. It's an institute of higher learning. Yeah, when was the last time 80,000 people showed up to watch a kid do a damn chemistry experiment?
That's true.
Well, now I don't have to see it.
I know.
People are blowing me up on the text
No,
line.
You have to see it.
Saying
you have
it's,
to
it's
see
a,
it.
It's heinous.
Crowley, weekend homework. You have to see the program.
You
were too big of a college football fan to not have seen this movie.
Well, and I'm too
That's
big.
Like saying a hockey fan has not seen the movie Miracle. I mean,
Almighty
come on.
Ducks, right.
What's that about, Miracle?
Shut up.
I am too big of a college football fan to watch this movie now until, I don't know, February?
No. You could find a day.
You're watching it this weekend.
There's no chance.
You are watching it this weekend. Labor Day weekend, you're watching it.
Why don't you
it.
Watch it right after the show today?
I got an appointment.
What?
Appointment. I do. He doesn't have an appointment.
I got a doctor appointment.
What, for your sternum?
No.
You have to get your heart examined after having to wear that shirt?
Nope. Heart's good. It's more of a brain kind of thing. You want to know what it is for real?
Yeah.
I'm flying to Ireland at the end of September.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to get something.
You're going
something.
To the shrink.
I'm trying to get something to help my with my anxiety with the flying. And the last time, I just had to go through the portal. I'm like, hey, I am terrified of flying. You think you'd prescribe me something to help me out? They're like, yeah, more than happy. And then I did it a second time, and I think they're like, oh, that's drug-seeking behavior. It is. I'm seeking drugs to help me. I am definitely seeking drugs to help me.
Only you.
Well, because I used to drink before I get on a plane. But now I got the bladder the size of Calvin Austin III. I got no shot.
I don't know if you've flown lately, but they have bathrooms on planes.
Yeah.
If you've got to pee, they got you.
We're talking about five hours over the Atlantic. 6 hours over the Atlantic. Over-under set at 5.5 times I'm peeing. 7.5 times if I'm drinking beers before the flight. And if I do the liquor, then I'm going to be falling down.
You're that nervous?
Doran! You know me. You know when I watch the program?
On the plane.
Bang.
Program.
Well, wait, program. But if you're going to take the prescription, you're going to fall asleep.
No, I can't fall asleep on a plane. Are you kidding me? I need to be prepared.
I'm not waiting a month for you to see the program. I'm just not. I'll walk down to your
prepared
house and
for
put
what?
It on.
Like, what are you going to do if something bad happens?
I mean, haven't you seen that movie about Denzel Washington?
You're not flying the plane.
You never know.
Well, I mean, if you go down, like, is it a difference between you, like, panicking and screaming or just sitting there and being relaxed
right.
if the plane goes down? I mean,
think of it this way, Crowley. Mm-hmm. If you got to go, I mean, that's not a bad way
that's
to go.
Okay, enough.
And as soon as, yeah.
Really?
As soon
really
as you're not. On the plane, man, it's like, there's nothing you can do.
So I mean, that is, like, top three ways to go.
Right.
A lot of people have said that exact same thing that Harry just said to me. Oh, what? Once you're up there, there's nothing you can do. You're not in control. That's the problem. I got no control over anything.
What, do you think you're going to do a better job than the pilots flying the plane? Do you want to go up there and do it?
Go drive yourself to the East Coast shore and then take a boat. Do that. Well, that could sink, actually.
Boat. Take a boat.
We're both going to Ireland. Crowley and I will row our way over there.
Coxon, are we hanging out?
That's right. I hope so.
Is Abby going?
No.
No, you can't be the third wheel.
Jason Crowley would be useless in a coxswain situation like that if you were to row because he doesn't row. He'd just sit there and balance the boat.
And he'd tell me to row.
No,
isn't that
sure
the job of the coxswain?
He for sure would tell you to row.
Yeah, the coxswain just sits
there.
He'd
be like, well, you're bigger than me.
The coxswain just sits there to balance it and scream out directions.
Row! That way! Thank you.
That was a scintillating football talk, gentlemen.
We got to take a break.
Yeah, we do. 50-minute mark on the fan. Is brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I saw this from Pony. I think it's a good question. Let's say at the beginning of the offseason, Green Bay offers two first-round picks and a defensive player for TJ Watt. Do you think Art Rooney II would allow Omar Khan to make that trade? I don't.
No.
No.
I don't. And nope. I think I would have. Because he's 30 years old. I love T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt's a hell of a football player. I'd love to see him win a playoff game. I'd like to see him play well in a playoff game. But if that were the offer, I would do it in 2 seconds. I don't think they'd do it. I don't think they'd do it.
Nope.
Are you banana balling tonight?
No, I'm not. I was talking about this last night. I feel like something's wrong with me because I can't get into the bananas. Like, I watch it, and I'm like, eh, I don't know. I don't have any desire to go down there and see it. But so many people do. I don't begrudge them.
No,
I don't have
either.
Anything against the Savannah Bananas. Like, have a great time. I just, like, I can't. It's too complex. I feel like it brings out the old man in me. I don't know.
Me too. That and those kids riding around on scooters in Mount Lebanon.
It's a problem, Crowley. That's a problem.
You're really perturbed about that. Like, you keep bringing that up.
I went off on a rant outside my daughter's school yesterday, loud enough so that the kids who were riding around on scooters could hear me. But it ain't their fault. It's their parents' fault. It just worries me.
Crowley and I are going to become disgruntled elementary school parents.
We're there, baby. 11.
Yeah, become. Whining. You guys already are. Yeah, look at you. I don't like the bananas.
I don't like the bananas. Yeah. Get off.
It just don't make no sense to me. It seems like that basketball team that does all the oop de oops. What they call the Globetrotters.
It does sound terrible, doesn't it?
It really
go yell
does.
At some clouds at 10
it
o'clock.
Really does. Oh. And you know who also agrees with us, Jason, is the oldest person on the fan staff, Austin Bechtold.
He's anti-banana.
He is anti-banana. And I view Austin as the oldest soul on staff. I really do. Like, Austin is an old man trapped in a young man's
body. To be fair, like, I'm not mad about it. I'm not like, why are they doing this? This is so stupid. Nobody should do it. Like, have fun, man. To each their own. It's none of my business. I just can't get into it.
Jason's just not interested. He's not curious.
I'm not curious about the bananas either.
Yeah, but I'm not surprised by that. You just kind of think what you think, and that's it. But Jason, though, I thought Jason would have a more open mind.
You're saying I'm not open-minded, yeah. Yeah. It's like when I try to get into Premier League. I also just don't, like, I don't need anything else in my sports ecosystem. I'm maxed out.
You like what you like.
Yes.
And for me, I like the ramifications of a game, what it means for a player.
Yeah, the bananas
school
lose.
Rivalry, whatever. Like, there's not really score. I mean, there is, but you're not paying attention to the trajectory of their season.
There's
the championship.
No stakes.
It's about nothing.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about nothing.
Yeah. Like Seinfeld.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This was a banger of a week.
Yes.
We got college football tomorrow, pregame at 9 a.m. And then Jason Mackey in for us on Monday with no Callie. None of us are here but Mackey.
I know. Me and Logan. Steering the ship, baby.
What's that?
Me and Logan Arblaster. Maybe he'll be here. I don't know.
I like Logan.
I do too.
Woodside.
Oh, Woodside. Yeah. What do you have against Logan
Arblaster? I don't care for that Arblaster.
Arblaster's a good name.
Wow.
Barely know her. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. A beautiful night for the bananas. 69 degrees the high, low of 55, partly cloudy. Goodbye.